"It's a nice thought, Yalsen," he said. Yalsen nodded silently and went back to picking her fingers again. "Well, I'm giving you the choice, Horza," she said without looking at him. "I can keep it, I can let it grow. I can keep it at the stage it's at now. It's up to you. Maybe I just don't want to have to make the decision. I mean, maybe I'm not being all noble and self-sacrificing, but there it is. You decide. Fuck knows what sort of weird crossbreed I might have inside me, but I thought you ought to know. Because I like you, and because... I don't know. Because it was about time I did something for somebody else for a change." She shook her head again, and her voice was confused, apologetic, resigned all at once. "Or maybe because I want to do something to please myself, as usual." Ugh. He had started to put his arms out to her and edge closer. She suddenly came toward him, wrapping her arms tight round him. Their suits made the embrace cumbersome, and his back felt tight and strained. But he held her to him, and rocked her gently backward and forward. "It would only be a quarter culture, Horza, if you want. I'm sorry to leave it to you, but if you don't want to know, okay, I'll think again and make my own decision. It's still part of me, so maybe I don't have any right to ask you. I don't really want to..." She sighed mightily. "Oh, God, I don't know, Horza, I really don't." "Yalsen," he said, having thought about what he was going to say. "I don't give a damn your mother was from the culture. I don't give a damn why what has happened has happened. If you want to go through with it, that's fine by me. I don't give a damn about any crossbreeding either." He pushed her away slightly and looked into the darkness that was her face. "I'm flattered, Yalsen. And I'm grateful too. It's a good idea. Like you would say, what the hell?" He laughed then, and she laughed with him, and they hugged each other tightly. He felt tears in his eyes, though he wanted to laugh at the incongruity of it all. Yalsen's face was on the hard surface of his suit's shoulder, near a laser burn. Her body shook gently inside her own suit. Behind them in the station, the dying man stirred slightly and moaned in the cold and darkness without an echo. He held her for a little while, then she pushed away to look into his eyes again. "Don't tell the others." "Of course not, if that's what you want." "Please," she said. In the dimmed glow of their suit lights, the down on her face and the hair on her head seemed to shine, like a hazy atmosphere around a planet seen from space. He hugged her again, unsure what to say. Surprise, partly, no doubt, but in addition, there was the fact that this revelation made whatever existed between them that much more important, and so he was more anxious than ever not to say the wrong thing, not to make a mistake. He could not let it mean too much, not yet. She had paid him, perhaps, the greatest compliment he had ever had. But the very value of it frightened him, distracted him. He felt that whatever continuity of his name or clan the woman was offering him, he could not yet build his hopes upon it. The glimmer of that potential succession seemed too weak, and somehow also too temptingly defenseless to face the continuous frozen midnight of the tunnels. "Thanks, Yalsen. Let's get this over with, down here. Then we'll have a better idea what we want to do. But even if you change your mind later, thank you." It was all he could say. They returned to the station's dark cavern, just as the drone pulled a light sheet over Nysin's still form.
"Oh, there you are," it said. "I didn't see any point in contacting you."
Its voice was hushed. "There wasn't anything you could have done."
"Satisfied?" Avager asked Horza, after they had put Nysin's body with Dorlo's.
They stood near the access gantry, where Yalsen had resumed guard duty on the unconscious Idirin. "I'm sorry about Nysin and Dorolo," Horza told the old man. "I liked them too. I can understand you being upset. You don't have to stay here now. If you want, go back to the surface. It's safe now. We've accounted for them all."
"You've accounted for most of us too, haven't you?" Avager said bitterly. "You're no better than Creaklin."
"Shut up, Avager,"
Yalsen said from the gantry. "You're still alive."
"And you haven't done too badly either, have you, young lady?" Avager said to her. "You and your friend here."
Yalsen was quiet for a moment, then said, "You're braver than I thought, Avager. Just remember, it doesn't bother me a bit you're older and smaller than me. You want me to kick your balls in?" She nodded and pursed her lips, still staring at the limp body of the Adiran officer lying in front of her. "I'll do it for you, old boy." Balveda came out to Avager and slipped her arm through his, starting to lead him away as she walked by. Avager, she said.